Welcome back to the Patriots Helping Patriots Network here on Java with Just Jody. You're going to want to grab that cup of cofefe and get ready to meet my next guest. Please have your Let's Go Brandon cups ready. It is Bianca Gracia. She is here. She is known as Bianca for Texas. She is the co-founder of Latinos for Trump. That's right. She has become a renowned leader in the Latino conservative movement. This is so exciting for me to have her here today. She's also the president of the Latinos for Trump organization, you guys. She's the founder and executive director of Latinos for America's First PAC, the former chief strategist in the American Project, focusing on the political outreach in Hispanic communities. I know, it's so exciting, right? She has also appeared on Fox News, OAN, and Newsmax. She is a regular on, I think she's actually a contributor for Newsmax as well. And she is a regular on the Steve Bannon's War Room. She's a host on the radio show. It's like 1440 Keys, a radio show in South Texas. So anyhow, you guys, let's bring her in because I am stoked for you all to meet her. And I just have to move this around because I'm trying to, you know, produce at the same time. Sorry about that. Anyway, let's bring her in. There you are. Hey there. So exciting to meet you, Bianca.
Thank you. I know. Thank you. I'm listening backstage and I'm like, do I really do all those things? Like, I don't realize that I'm doing all those things. I just do them. And so when someone actually says them, you're like, oh my gosh, I really do a lot. And I don't really think that I do, but thank you so much for bringing me on the show today. I'm so grateful to be here with you. So excited to talk to your audience and you know, the more that my name gets out there, so, you know, you think that with the resume I have, you'd be like, oh, well, everybody knows your name. Not everybody always knows my name. So it's great to be on other platforms.
It's so exciting to have you here. And you're running for representative in your district of Texas, correct?
Yes. Yes. So I just launched. You know, there was a lot of reasons. I mean, people were trying to draft me since March and I was just not interested. I said, no, I just like what I do. So I'm just going to continue to do, you know, be an activist and an influencer and just kind of keep doing my engagement and outreach initiatives. But as the time went by, we have had a Texas House that just can't get work done.
Yeah.
You know, we have a Texas House who voted for Democrat chairs. And so they knew that all of our bills would get killed. 187 or 182 bills, conservative bills got killed. So I've been a delegate in the state of Texas since 2016. I won my first place national delegate in 2020, which didn't happen. That convention didn't happen because of COVID, as you remember. So being on these as a delegate precinct chair, I've been a precinct chair from 2016 to 2021, and I had to step down because I was running for office, but because you can't have both. But being a precinct chair, you know, and just kind of knowing my community and everything, I'm watching and I'm going, this is unacceptable now. Like, I've done a lot of what I do, but just my community who's been underserviced, you know, our representative is not doing his job. He can't get his job done. And he likes to pride himself on being the most 100% conservative in the House, but he's not. So he's been writing bills that, you know, look great on paper with a pen, right? Anybody can do that. I can slap up something but you knew that they were not going to pass because you had Democrat chairs, you know, blocking it for you and you weren't going to champion these bills. But anyway, as a delegate, you know, and a precinct chair, writing resolutions, sitting on a resolutions committee, and making sure that the Republican Party's platform you know, what the people want to see in the platform. What are our legislative priorities? And to be able to be in the background and start that from the beginning, from the grassroots all the way to the top, get these priorities passed and recognized by your Texas delegates, and then only to have our Texas representatives and Texas senators, you know, some of our elected officials, totally, completely ignore all of what our desires are in our precincts and what our community wants. So it's a little slap in the face that they go into session and to completely ignore the grassroots that took time, you know, talent, sweat, tears, long hours of hard work, volunteer hours of hard work to put all these things together, to give them a platform to go and pass good, you know, conservative, good laws, put good laws into place. And then you don't even do that. So it's like, there's a big disconnection between elected officials and community. And I've been block walking, and I've been going and talking to my neighbors, going and talking to people that live in my district. And it's a recurring, it's like a broken record. We don't like him. Doesn't serve us. Hasn't done things for us. We don't see him. You know, it's like an ongoing thing. Never done anything for us. You know, it's just an ongoing, like a broken record. And everybody's been like, well, the only reason we have him is because nobody has challenged him. So after four terms, he's been, you will complete 8 years. He will have four terms in office, which is 8 years. No one has challenged him. Wow. So now that he was one of Ken Paxton's impeachment managers.
Oh, my gosh.
Voted, he's a lawyer, voted to impeach Ken Paxton out of the House, became an impeachment manager, only to find out that there was no evidence, no evidence. So as a lawyer, how do you put something and prepare something for trial with no evidence? So I'm like, that's unacceptable. So I was just like, okay, with all of these things in place, with all of these things going on, with precinct chairs and people of my community calling me since March, asking me to run, it just was like, enough's enough. We're going to have to challenge him. And you know, I believe in term limits. You know, I do not want to be Feinstein in a wheelchair, you know, going, oh, I'm going to get my hair done tomorrow.
80
you know.
Years later, Bianca for Texas.
No, listen, no, no, out. Like, listen, go in, do what you're going to do. This is not a career and should never be a career, but you should serve as a, you should get a chance to serve as a public servant, go in there, represent your community, do the best that you can. And then it's time to move on. And whether it's to another thing or another thing, but it's time to move on. You know, you should never be in a position for 20, 30 years, 40 years. Come on. Yeah. No, that's enough.
I think like, one of the things I love about you most, as I've learned, is one, you are a very good teacher to the American people. These things that we learn when we listen to you speak. Mm-hmm. The other thing is you're a citizen. You weren't a politician. You know, you're out there just doing like what we do as broadcasters and influencers, and you're putting it out there and you're like, I've had enough. And after enough weight, people recognize what a leader you have become. Like you are like a fierce leader in the community of not just Latinos, but for Texas, you know, I would say, and I know the Latinos for Trump, like is hugely respected worldwide and in our nation, but listening to like you speak in a couple of your clips, I was like, wow, she's our kind of gal. Go get them. We're like cheering Bianca from Texas, from Michigan and Ohio. Yes, absolutely. So I got to show them this really powerful clip. Okay. We're going to go to your website. You guys, this is our girl when it comes to letting it roll. She is not going to hold back. And I promise you that right now. So we have a couple of clips. But first, before you hear what That's right. President Trump has to say about Miss Bianca, I would love for you to hear a quick 25-second clip of her speaking. Here we go. Let me see if I can make it big.
Lord God Almighty, we're going to take back our country. We're going to keep our country. We will save this country.
And the Lord said, go get some reinforcements. Build yourself an army. And boy, let me tell you, did I.
And if people think that we're going to stop fighting for our freedom and liberty, they got something coming.
Boom. I just got to say boom right there. Like, how powerful is that? no holding back. That's what no. we need. We need someone who is not going to hold back, and we need them in every district of every state, right?
That's right. That's right. We need fighters right now. We do not need the typical suit and tie, you know, elected official, the you know, pundits, the people who've been in office forever, just selling us a crock of lies and, you know, making things look pretty. And it's like a kabuki theater. We need actual citizens that are representing us that are actually going to fight. You know, this is why, and I explain that to people, is that this is why the Latinos have come, you know, in full circle. In August, there was a poll done, and it was like, if you were to vote today, who would you vote for? And they broke it down by male, female, age group, and ethnic group. And 68% of Hispanics said they would vote for Trump today. And that was in August.
Amen.
And that was my goal from 2016, when they kept telling me, oh, he's only going to get 11% of the vote. And I said, no, he's not, because I was on the ground and I knew the swell of Hispanic support. And I said, he'll get 30%. And they laughed at me and laughed at me. And he surely got 29-something%. I said, had you actually given us airwaves? Had you given us, you know, a seat at the table? Had you let us be a speaking, you know, given us a platform to speak to our community, we would have gotten more of the vote. So now you have seen that emerge since 2016, 2018, 2020. And now we've really grown. Really base. Oops, did I pause there?
Oh, here you are. You're back.
Yeah, sorry. We've grown the base of Hispanics. And so now you're seeing the 68%. I said, if you just give us that voice, we will be able to message with our community on why they need to be voting for conservative principles. And so I said, because we're conservative by nature. And so here we are, you know, going into 2024, very, very strong. So I call Trump our luchador. I said, look, Hispanic community, we like fighters. Mm-hmm. We don't like weak people. I questioned when I worked for the Republican Party of Texas. I went around the state of Texas and I said, I asked Hispanics, why do you vote Democrat? Why do you vote Republican? Why are you voting the way you're voting? And a lot of these conservatives, you know, really are the ones that, you know, what was my train of thought? Oh my goodness. It's because my phone is blowing up. So sorry.
Oh,
so
I can like, only imagine. I had the same thing just now. It was Clay Clark and I looked down. I'm like, not right now, Clay.
I know. Listen, everybody. I'm like, stop. Oh my God. So anyhow, this is why I don't like to use my phone for these podcasts. I like to use my computer because then it, you know, it doesn't interfere.
We had a computer problem today, y'all. I'll just say, you know, when you come on my show, technology is always something. And now my guests are also having issues. So
yeah, I mean. But it's okay. Hey, we're patriots and we're fighters and we get right. through it. We don't just give up and say, no, sorry, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. We actually do something about it and we try to fix a problem. So, I gotta tell you why you're
talking about this. So my Hispanic friends, well, I don't like to call followers followers. So I'll say friends, right? And I've noticed lately they are so pro-Trump and in the feed and just killing it with like, hey, man, don't tell me I'm voting Democrat. That's a lie, people. Like, you don't know, you know? And I'm like, I love this, that they're stepping out and just being strong about it and having good leaders as Hispanic Americans, because we need that, you know? It's a huge part of our populations. We're all immigrants somewhere. That's what America is. So why not have a leader for, you know, each individual, I'll not say race, but what do you want to call it? Culture in America.
Culture.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and stop making this a fight between, Democrats and Republicans. This is like a fight for humanity at this point.
Yes, it is.
You know,
that's, especially with this whole open border stuff, we are definitely in some very crazy times. So, girl. You know, I'm telling you that, you know, our conservatives across the state of Texas, you know, our Hispanic community was saying, well, we don't vote Republican because they don't have a backbone. They're weak. And so that is exactly why Trump has the support, not technically the Republican Party, but Trump. Because he's a fighter. He doesn't back down. And that's what I always say. He's our luchador. He is the fighter of the people. That's what attracts us in our culture is, you know, conservatively already the conservative principles. But, you know, what attracts us is the strong fighter, the fighter of the people. And that's what, listen, all patriots across the country, this is what you're seeing, right? We're fighters. We're not backing down. We're not, we're continuing to go. I'm like, you can call us all kinds of crazy names and label us as, you know, terrorists and domestic terrorists and white supremacists and Nazis. And you can label us all these names. But at the end of the day, we are American. We're God-loving people. We love our families. We will protect our children, you know, and that's what's going to matter. And so I'm like, we have got to get back down to basics. And so one of the things that I think for me is, you know, when I got involved politics, you know, in the political arena,
that's,
you know,
what it
I'm
is.
I'm a prayer warrior, right? And God was really calling me to work with the faith leaders. So I work with a lot of faith leaders, and especially in the Hispanic community. I'm like, guys, you all are conservative. Why are you not participating in civics? You know, and then you wonder why everything around us is the way it is, you know, crime rate, you know, the economy, no job. I mean, whatever it is, you know, prostitutes running down into your street, in front of your church, drugs being sold in your community, kids dying of now fentanyl deaths. I mean, it's an ongoing thing, crime rate, whatever. And I said, because you guys aren't voting for these things. And so I got very involved and very passionate about that. And so, you know, working with the Hispanic community, I've really learned a lot. But again, they really love a fighter or someone who's going to fight for them and champion for them, you know. And it's now to me, like right now with everything going on in the country. And please tell me you've got to agree with me on this. So we're sitting here blaming everybody else, right? Whether it's Trump's fault, whether it's Ronna McDaniel's fault, whether it's the GOP's fault, and it's everybody else's fault.
Yeah.
Of why we lose, why we're losing, why we can't win here, win there. And we can blame election integrity, all the fraud, all corruption. But at the end of the day, there is how many? 333 million people in the United States plus, right? And you're going to tell me that we have no citizen accountability.
It's true.
I'm like, so I've been telling people, I went in Block Walk Saturday and I hit a neighborhood. Now, you know, I work with Steve Stern, right? So we've
been
working on this precinct strategy. Mm-hmm. So let me go back. 2 weeks ago, we recruited like 20 precinct chairs just kind of around here in my local place. And so I did because I was a precinct chair, I have a training that I used to do for the Republican Party of Texas. So I actually held a Zoom. They said, Bianca, will you train these precinct chairs? Because no one's training us. There's no training. And I'm like, of course not. So I did a training and every single person on there said, oh my God, this is the most thorough training we have ever seen. We didn't even know what the job was. We didn't even know what it all entailed. We didn't even know how to be successful at the job if we became a precinct chair. Yeah. And so I just pretty much did the training. Now I went and I'm looking at my district. My district has half of the precinct chairs or more are not, they're empty.
Wow.
And so I said, this is again, another reason why we
lose.
That's
interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of citizen accountability. So I chose a precinct that had no precinct chair. And I said, we're going to go hit this neighborhood, this precinct. So we did. It was close to 1,000. There's 1,200 registered voters in this neighborhood. And we hit close to 1,000 doors, right around almost 1,000 doors. And so I was like, hey, I noticed that you've not been voting, you know? And they're like, oh, it's like you call them out.
I know. They're like, oh my gosh.
I vote. And I'm like, you're not on my list. And
good
so
for
like,
you.
Because it's like they're busted.
It's so good.
Like, no, I vote. I was like, you're not on my list. And so I was like, you're registered, but you haven't shown up. And they were like, oh, and I'm like, I'm curious, why have you not voted? And, you know, so we got into these conversations. Well, along my journey in this precinct, I found a God-loving Hispanic hardcore Trump supporter. And he's like, you're the co-founder. And I was like, yes, I'm the co-founder of Latino Storm. Calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down.
That's how I was. Like, I was like, yay, Bianca's coming.
I know. He was like, tell me what I can do. So we recruited him now. And I said, listen, I'm going to train you. And then you're responsible for this precinct. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to come back. And you're going to now campaign for yourself to be the precinct chair and also for me. You will be my voice now in this community. So we lock it down.
Yeah.
And so these are the things. This is, again, citizen accountability. So as I'm walking, talking to people about why they're voting, not voting, what they care about, not care about, whatever it is, right, that I'm talking to people that are, I'm like, guys, and they're upset. You know, this is happening, and oh, this is happening. And I'm like, okay, but I showed that you haven't voted. So citizen accountability, guys. And they're like, you know, you got to put the ball back in their court. You're like, listen, if we're going to make a change, I need all of you. You know, again, oh, well, you know, the elections are stolen. What, my vote doesn't count. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Let's talk about that.
Got to get involved.
So guess what? Yes. Let's talk about elections. Yes, there are definitely all kinds of corruption and, you know, shenanigans, right?
Yes.
There is a lot of things going on. I said, but listen, they take these elections with a window of like 20%, right? Mm-hmm. They know based on how many numbers have come in from the early voting and how many they will need to make up for the day of election. Yes. To have their selected, not the elected, but their selected, they know. So I said, listen, we have to beat the 20% threshold.
Turn out.
That is what Trump did in 2016. That's why Hillary was so upset, because she was selected. And when we blew, right, they didn't expect all these people to come out. When we blew and passed the 20% threshold they were counting on, that's how Trump won.
Yeah.
They weren't prepared. So come back to 2020. Now they were prepared. They knew they had to make up.
Yeah, so they had to go overboard.
They had to go overboard. Okay. So here we are. I'm like, guys, we can win if you show up, but mm-hmm. we have to show up more so. So, like, if we have 20,000 registered voters in my district, just say 20,000, there's 8,000 to 10,000 that show up at every primary. That's it. 8,000 to 10,000 primary, not the general, primary. 8,000 to 10,000. I'm like, where are the rest of you? Why are you not voting?
Right.
So if we could just have 15,000 people show up, 12,000, if we can increase that number, we can surpass, you know, what their plans are, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, guys, this is rocket science. This is citizen accountability. We have to have citizen accountability. I'm looking back, and this is not going to be at all, I'm telling you, not going to be popular.
Mm-mm.
But I've seen all these influencers. I've seen all these people on social media, and they're all mad at Ronna McDaniel. Listen, I don't like Ronna McDaniel. I was not mm-hmm. for her. I was very upset that Trump endorsed her. I was very upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to tell you, listen, y'all can tweet away. You can sit on your Facebook. You can sit on your Instagram. You can make live videos, and that's all great and dandy. But if you're not out there block walking and talking to people on a daily basis, if you're not registering voters, yes, you're not registering voters, how mm-hmm. do you expect to make an impactful change? Tell me.
That's so beautiful. I just went through this. I feel like a little bit of a broken record, but I'll tell you, my husband just ran for mayor. He retired from law enforcement and went into a chief of the college job and decides, I'm going to take local action. You're doing a national level. Let's get this done. And we're going to see what we can do here. And everybody and their mom was like, there's no way he's going to win. They know who he voted for. And you got Dominion machines and you got this. And I'm like, no, we're going to win. And this is why we're going to win. We're not just door to door. We have like a good crew that's helping, right? And we're bringing in our own poll watchers and we're bringing in everybody we can. And we got a hold of a state rep who also was on our per se team, Anna Trumper. And she showed up and hung out for 12 hours to assist in and watch the state rep watched his little mayor election go down with the council. And we were able to get two council people that we wanted in along with my husband, and they all get sworn in on Monday, right?
Wow.
But it was work, man. It was work. And I was it was local action with all regards of making the national impact. And he knows kind of like what I do, whether or not the community does. So he was like, there's got to be something going on here to make the change, you know?
That's right.
I'm like, you do this and I'm going to get behind you and we're going to do everything we can. And
so
maybe I'll get his interview someday. We'll see.
Well, you should. So I worked for, you know, America Project, as you were saying, which was General Flynn and Dr. Patrick Byrne. I worked for them last year, and General Flynn's obviously philosophy is local action, local action, local action is national impact. And so, we, you know, as much as Bianca loves to be around the country and, you know, talking to Hispanic communities about getting involved and growing coalitions, as great as that is, but if our own backyard isn't, you know, taken care of, then how are we supposed to make more impact? So you're exactly right. Yeah. I've managed to raise some money, but here's where I need help. So, you know, I've got the good, you know, the bigger donors, right? That if I say bigger donors, but the larger amount donations, what I need is the smaller ones. So I need, you know, I was told, I was like, now what you've met what we needed you to meet. Now we need you to meet, you know, the hundred donations.
No.
100 donors. Uh-huh. We don't care if they're $1, $5, $10, $20, $25. We don't care as long as you have 100 donors. So I've got few donors right now, you know, like a dozen donors who've met the threshold for me. So I've met the threshold that I needed to meet, but that's a dozen donors. I need now all the little donors to make up 100 of them at the 5, 10, 20, 25, you know. So I've got the good, the
basis. Yeah.
I went backwards. Typically you get you get all the little, you know, the five, the 10, the 20, you get those. Mm-hmm. And typically it's harder to get the bigger ones, right?
Yes.
Backwards. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, the bigger ones came in, and then now I need to make up for it and make up the deficit. And they're like, now we need to see that there's 100 donors, you know, and we need them. We don't care if it's $1 or $5. We just care that you have 100 donors who have given to you.
And that's we're going to get those. We're going to get them.
Well, thank you. I need the Patriots now to step in and do the, you know, hey, buy me that cup of coffee fee, like you said, you know, buy $5, $10.
That's all we need, and
20, 25, all any of that. But I need to have 100 donors now. That
we need to tell everybody about how this election campaign money works, because I had no idea going into this, and we had to like do a lot of work, get people involved just for a little, you know, run here. So at your level, at a national level, it's, you know, obviously very much under the microscope. But this elect, you know, campaign, so like elect Bianca for Texas campaign would be, you know, a separate account, you guys, and how it's all ran is very much under the microscope, like down to the last dollar you have to spend.
That's
you know, so like we took all that money, big purchasing for flyers and signs. That was, you know, a couple $1,000 for signs. And, you know, at your level, it's going to be a lot more money for signs. Signs are so expensive. And if you
they are very expensive.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my gosh. Plus you got to buy the stakes separate.
Yes.
I was like, what? They don't come with the signs. Are you kidding me? And you don't want to donate to yourself.
Yes. Why do you think these elected officials keep getting reelected? Because they go and they put all this money in their bank, you know, in their little war chest. And they, when a real citizen wants to come and run, they have all the money to go and spend thousands of dollars on these signs and all this literature. Listen, even door knocking, I have to have a push card or some kind of card. And those are expensive. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, I just had to buy, you know, I think I ordered like 5,000 already. You know, I've got to send out a mailer. I've got to send out a mail. Those are expensive. The mailers, you know, I've got to send out, you know, at least 3 mailers right now. And so each mailer is going to probably be about 7 to 10,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, so that's, you know, within that, those, that bracket plus signs.
Yes.
Plus some ads, plus some events.
And everything is so under the microscope. They're coming after our elect campaigns. So, you know, when we want our people, we want real people in there like Bianca, you guys, it's very serious. If you're not from Texas, you can still donate to her campaign. And we're going to go over to the website and we're going to boost this up a little bit, you guys, because I want you to hear what President Trump had to say about Bianca, as I'm trying to share. So here we go. Let's pull this up. This is so good, you guys. I loved this. And he was like, I love her. I'm like, oh my God, I love her too. All right, let's find it. Don't let me miss it, Bianca. Am I on the wrong page?
You're on the wrong page.
I thought
That's
so.
That's about me. It's in my home. It's in my home page.
Here we go. Look at you guys. Isn't she awesome? I love this so much. Like, I just want to live that life on a horse and get that picture made. Look at you. You look so badass here. And this is what we need. We don't need any little wimpy women that aren't going to speak their mind. You know, we need
Thank
this.
You.
Oh, amen, sister. And there's a lot going on her website. You can also donate here and click the donate button. But you can see she's done her due diligence to, and she also has a Substack, which I love because you can also, you know, subscribe to that and Thank learn you. A lot about
I think Texas. It's, isn't it one of those? Is it the one with the red dress?
Yes. Look at you. So right
I,
here,
I
President
think that's
Trump.
The one. Does that say that? It says President.
Yes. What President Trump has to say about Bianca. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play
Quick,
it really quick.
Bianca Gracia, who was the head of Latinos for Trump. Let me listen to what she says about your visit and why people are so excited. Just listen to this about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Why Trump made just a huge, created this huge momentum within the Hispanic community. Why they came in overwhelming numbers. Because the one thing that we could recognize is that he was one of our mil máscaras. He was a luchador.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he would go up
that.
Against every single, I mean, every single yeah. media, yeah. World leaders, Democrats, Republicans. I mean, everybody would come after him. Everybody.
Do you think-
and it was that punch, you know, yeah, an uppercut, and he'd knock out. And he. But
yeah,
I'm, like,
going.
I'm like, oh, right. Wait a minute. He's that kind of guy that's going to get up from that knockout, and he's going to come at you 10 times harder.
Yeah.
That's what attracts the Hispanic. It's the luchador, the fighter of the people.
I can see that.
That's what they feel about you, President Trump.
Well, I love her. And would you do me a favor? Would you make sure she's there? I'm going to put her on a pedestal. She's great. No, it's true. They treat me very unfairly. And I.
That is amazing, right? Like, who gets to even hear that from President Trump, that they're going to be put on a pedestal, right? Like, you know, when he's in your corner. So that was cool. That was really cool.
I know. It was pretty awesome. That made my day that day. So, yes.
Yes. I wanted to get everybody over here just for a minute while we're here. I wanted to go into right here. Okay. So check this out. If you live within these red lines, you can vote. Now, remember, that doesn't mean that if you're not in this red line that you can't donate. We can donate anywhere. I'm in Michigan, so, you know, I can donate. So check it out. Her district going like this, I was kind of trying to figure it out, but this looks like border country down here.
It's not.
It's not?
No, it's we're in the Gulf, like Gulf
oh,
of Mexico.
Oh, that's the Gulf
So we have
section.
We have some lakes in the Gulf of Mexico and all, yeah, we go into the Gulf. So it's like the southern part.
Pretty,
and that's
I bet that is.
Part of that is like a lot of the Chip Channel as well. We have the Chip Channel right here that goes into the Gulf.
You guys, so you can vote for her for House Representative if you're in District 128. Her
yeah.
link tree, all of this information is in the description down below as well. The one thing I'm looking for is your donate button, just so we can show people how to get to it.
Yep.
It's right here. So
there,
if you guys click right here underneath this amazing picture, is this your family?
No. So I have a video that I did back when I ran for Senate. And I had the whipping every, I got so, oh my gosh, everybody was so mad. They're like, she's whipping. And I'm like, well, that's what you do, right? With the
yeah.
horses.
Yeah.
So it's actually a thing for ranchers and cowboys and stuff. But anyway, we shot the video and those two kids wanted to be in the video. So they brought their,
oh, so
they're
cool.
like, yeah, they win. Like they compete roping and stuff. They do the
oh,
little,
wow.
so they're
little rodeoers.
Yeah. They wanted to be in the video. So they were so cute and such good sportsmen. And they were out there with me filming and it was so awesome.
So that's really cool. And you guys also donate up here. Here's
yes.
policies. Let's hit the media button and you can start to see. Here's a beautiful picture of her with Don Jr. and his fiance. I can't think of her name. Why am I?
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yes. KG. KG is KG. Where I'm at with that, right?
KG.
KG.
I love it.
I know. And
I love it.
I can never get it straight. I think it's her last name that messes me up with Kim. And just kind of check it out. Like, you know, you'll see the support that surrounds you, which is incredible to me.
Thank you.
Yes, you have built quite the army, and we need that army, right?
That's right.
Women for America First. Look at this, you know? And just, I mean, you have made your rounds. You have done the work and now taken local action. It really doesn't get any better for a candidate. It really doesn't.
Well, thank you. Thank
yes.
you.
Mm-hmm. And I just,
thank
you know,
very much.
I can't say enough about you to let people know that here's the times that we're in. If you don't get rid of some of these politicians and bring in our citizens, how are we ever going to move forward? How are
That's
we
right.
ever going to tuck any of this behind us and fix our
That's
borders
right.
and do what needs to be done? And I loved seeing the Trump rally last night. I did not watch the debate. You know, when he's on, I stream him for the network. So I missed it, the debate. And he went into the debate and talked about how the last debate was the lowest ratings ever. So did he make a good decision? And people were going wild. And he says, Jorge, the one guy I'll never fight is here. And he's going off about Jorge the fighter. And all the Latino community was just so excited. And I'm like an Irish American. And I'm going, yeah, woo-hoo!
I'm telling you. Okay, well, did you get to see the Trump Latinos?
Yes.
The rappers.
Oh, yes, yes. Because they're in the video of Freedom with General Flynn and... Jimmy Levy. And
so I have some news for you and your audience.
I'm so excited.
So I've been waiting. I mean, I'm like a person who just supported Bryson Gray from the very beginning and gave him a word that he would break the culture. Right. And he, because of him, more would rise from him. And so we've seen that. We've seen, I mean, a ton of rappers and musicians and the whole culture is being changed. And so I account a lot of that to Bryson Gray, but because he was one of the forefront, right, of fathers of it. Well, the Trump, I kept saying, I was like, guys, I need y'all. I would tell Topher, I would tell the Marine rapper, I would tell, you know, all these people. I'm like, guys, I need somebody to come do a video. We need to talk about the border. Like, I need a rap song about the border. And, you know, they just didn't get it, right? So they were just like, but they would tell me, yeah, we'll work on something. And I'm like, okay. Well, the Trump Latinos finally emerge. I'm like, So I'm like, finally. So anyway, I'm like contacting them. And I'm like, guys, I've been waiting for Latinos, like with somebody in the culture, in the musical, you know, music industry to come and do this. And they said, hey, we're all in.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Listen, they said, give us your, what you want in the song, lyrics, like the lyrics. So I composed the song. Now they organized it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Forgiato Blow helped with it. So they have completed our song and they're flying in. That's who was calling me right now. That's who was interrupting me.
So they're flying in next week.
And we are filming my song out at the border by the wall and without the wall. And so,
this is good. Congratulations.
I am so excited. Listen,
I'm so excited for you.
So you went, okay. So once I have the song and everybody that's listened to it, it's not been released, but the people within my circles have listened to, they're like, oh my God, that is they're like blown away. They're like, can we share? And I said, cannot share it yet until the video is done. Mm-hmm. And then they will go ahead and produce the video. And they told me that hopefully by next Friday, they will drop it. And we're going to see this thing go viral.
Oh, I cannot wait to share that.
So you'll have to have me come back on because I want to talk about the video and I want you all to play it. It's going to be, I'm so excited about it. So of course now
I am excited for you. That's huge.
This was in the makes before I announced to run for office. I had not decided to run for office.
Bring in our younger crowd as well.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, correct. Yes. And so, this was just something that already had been worked on. Well, you know, now that I'm running for office, you know, I have all these like pundits worried. They're like, Bianca, I don't think that's a good idea. I'm like, what's not a good idea? You know, filming with the rappers. And I'm like, This is why you lose.
Amen, sister. Amen.
Because you don't know how to be creative. You Mm-mm. don't know how to outreach. You don't know how to engage. You don't know how to get people fired up to want to be inspired to come and vote for you because you've done something that broke. They don't want, people are not, that's why they don't go to the polls. Right. People don't go vote for you because there's nothing inspiring about you other than a, hi, we've broken the border. We're doing the best that we can. And we're fighting for election integrity. I'm sorry.
No emotion, no animation, no just like mono. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
I mean, I'm like, guys, we're done with that. We're done with this tongue-tied, polished, professional person. Listen, that's over and you guys can't get it through your head. Trump broke that in 2016. He was not, you know, what did they say about him in 2016? Oh, well, he doesn't speak like a politician. Oh, he doesn't walk, talk like a duck, blah, 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 isn't a duck. Okay, well, how well did that work out? He was right. The one president that went in. He was actually more conservative than Ronald Reagan was in the White House. His legislation, his policies, his legislative priorities, I mean, everything he said he was going to do, all those 10 things he told us he was going to do, he did. He did. He completed them. And I'm sorry, but he didn't walk and talk like a duck. Okay, yeah. So that wasn't, I'm sorry. Nobody wants a polished politician anymore. Mm-mm. We're tired of it. That's why I got involved. Because I was like, he's telling the truth. Now it hurt.
Right.
You know, when my own community be like, but he called us murderers and rapists. I'm like, oh, really? I was like, where do you live? And they're like, oh, I live here. Oh, you live in this, you live in the barrio. So don't act like you don't have drive-bys. And don't act like you name people selling drugs and you're, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm like, uh-huh, exactly. So yeah. He peeled a Band-Aid and yeah. Ooh, ouch, it hurt.
But and I always say he's just looking for the illegal immigrants to come in the legal way, right? It's not like ban Hispanics or ban Guatemalans or ban the, you know, Venezuelans. It's just like he's looking for you to come in the legal way so, you know, everybody here is safe and we're not bringing cartel members, you know?
Correct.
You know, but that's I do have the Trump Latino soldier video up.
Oh, awesome.
Can I share it?
You can, but you know which one I really love? You know what? My favorite, well, my song is going to be the favorite one, but right now what's out is the Unity song.
Oh, well, let's go find that one.
Go find the Unity. That is one of my favorites because I feel that it really speaks to, you know, blacks, whites, and browns. And they say it. They said, we must unite. And it's just one of their, I think, one of their best.
I found it. And I just want to make sure that I got the right channel. Yeah, I don't like to use other people's channels for the share. I'm going to bring you over so we can see here. Let me get to the stream.
I love that song.
I know. I love the Freedom song. And I, you know, I love Jimmy Levy working with the Trump Latinos. That was so cool for me to see. I hate to use YouTube, guys, but we're using YouTube, so just don't eat me alive for it. Okay, so right here, this one, right?
Unity, yes.
Yes, I don't think I've seen this one, so I'm excited. Let's do it.
You'll love it.
Let's play it. We'll add a little music into it. Right? To be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Latinos for Trump. And I won't forget the men Blacks who died, for Trump. Who gave that right to the me. And I'm glad he's stand up next America's to you. For Trump. And defend her. Today,
we all gotta unite. No doubt, I love this land. I guess I'm mad. God bless the USA. Go to raise your hands if you're tired of this shit. Everything that body touch, boy, you know it turn to shit. Got clowns lining up for their six booster. Bring back mean tweets, sheet gas, Trump's moolah. Let's address the elephant in the room. The unvaccinated ain't dying, boy, and that's the proof. America's quarterback exposing the deep state. We know they rigged another one. Shout out to Kerry Lake. When you post the truth, they give you 30 days on Facebook. Liberals tagging Zuckerberg, crying, got their feelings hurt. When you lie to the government, they give you a felony. But they lie to us patriots, political enemies. Yo, it's time to unite, we gotta fight. Yo, it's time to unite.
Your enemy is not halfway around the world.
Americans.
Oh, that is awesome. If you can't get, it is so good. If you can't get behind that, I mean, how American are you?
Exactly.
You can't get behind unity like that. I mean, that's so beautiful. Like, I want to be the white girl in that video. Like,
I know. Listen, it was awesome. That's one of my favorites. I mean, they've come out with a lot of good songs, but that's one of my favorites. And I love the Soldier one. And I love the Freedom one that Jimmy Levy did. And it was Jimmy Levy. And so
he brought them all in.
A lot of artists that were involved in that. So it was really, really great.
Yeah. I cried. So we're trying to get clips of people jamming to that song in uniforms. And I'm going to compile them for like a Christmas gift here. And I just love the work they're doing. So I just want to expose it as much as we can, you know.
This is
exciting. When you get in the video, you got to send it to me right away so I can just get it out everywhere.
I know. Listen, I'm like, okay, I don't want to wear like some kind of nice suit. And so I was like, I'm going to wear a Latinos for Trump t-shirt
Heck
for sure.
Yeah.
So we're going to wear a Latinos for Trump shirt, but I'm like, okay, hair down or cap, you know, what do I do? Hair up or cap, you know? So I'm just trying to, you know, I'm like, oh, the little things, because this is a video. This is like going to be like everywhere. It's going to go everywhere. It will viral out. I'm telling you, you know, I'm speaking about, I mean, you know, when I wrote the lyrics, I'm speaking about the open border and what comes with it. And so anyway, it's really awesome. And they've done a good job, and I'm so excited to work with them. I cannot wait. And plus, they get to come to the border, so they're going to get to see what's really going on.
That is incredible. It's so incredible. It has been such a gift to get to meet you. It really has.
Thank you.
You are Thank always you. Welcome here. And anything we can do on the Patriots Helping Patriots Network, and I have other, content creators and podcasters here. So I'm hoping that they'll get the chance to work with you as well in the future.
Thank you.
Absolutely. If there's anything we can do, you just reach out. And I want to remind everybody to get over to BiancaForTexas.com. Please donate. We need small donations over there. We, you know, if you understand the way it works, you can't just have a bunch of money and then not have like proper small donations. It's really a thing the way they watch you, and they can cut you at any time and audit you and do all these crazy things. So let's help protect Bianca as she runs as well. This is so exciting for me because I see you in the house.
No, thank you. Thank you. And I will be, you know, obviously I will be a champion for the people. And I think it's time to bring, you know, the power back to the people. And so this is what our campaign is about, is bringing the power back to the people instead of the stuffy, you know, politicians who, you know, made this a career for themselves. And, you know, and so they're not representing the people anymore. And they care about lining their pockets with money, and that's all they care about. So, you know, they're failed representation. And so I need all the help that I can get to meet my 100 donor threshold. I've met the other threshold that they wanted me to meet. So now I have to meet the 100 donor threshold. So listen, there is no amount that's either small or big, whatever you feel in your kind heart. And you know, that you're compelled and say, you know what, you know, I believe in her and I want to donate. You know, there's not one amount that's big or small. Just hit the donate button, go in there and support our campaign. I've got block walkers out right now. And so, you know, our goal is 10,000 doors within a month. And so that takes money as well, right? You know, we've got to have block walkers out. So, I mean, we just need all the help that we can get, and we're creating a momentum that's going to be unstoppable by the time January rolls around.
Amen, sister. Well, I see it in your future. So, your state and your district will only benefit from that. And honestly, if there's anything we can ever do, please just reach out and we will be here. So, until next time, you guys, actually, I need to tell everyone I will be here tonight with my co-host JD on the Patriots Helping Patriots podcast at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tomorrow morning with Mr. Scott Shara. I know you guys remember the name. I've done all of his interviews regarding his daughter, Grace, who was killed under medical tyranny. So please get your updates there tomorrow and tonight as well. And Bianca, we just adore you. So God bless you, dear. And God bless America. And we are Patriots Helping Patriots. And we are going to see you all soon.
Thank you. Bye.
God bless y'all.